If you can bring up anything, just dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. And don't hesitate to call in and bring up whatever you want. That's the point of the show, 800-259-9231. We start things out by going to Johnson on the AMP line in California. Hello, Johnson.
Hey, I need some advice and some help and possibly some, you know, some suggestions.
Okay.
Ian, I know you are somebody who uses a service that I also use called the Google Homepage.
I love the Google Homepage. People have accused me of being a Google fanboy on this show, and
I have.
I really like Google's products, and the Homepage is one of them that I happen to be a big fan of because you essentially. Why don't you describe what it is, Johnson?
Well, it's sort of a place where you can go to add all these different little sort of widgets that are these tools to provide you with quick tidbits of information, be it RSS feeds from blogs or your favorite news sites, any sort of site that provides the an RSS feed, which is basically a list or series of links of information you can add to these little boxes and widgets on your Google homepage. For example, I have things like movie show times, the current weather, lots and lots of different news feeds. My email shows up right on my homepage.
Yeah, it's very handy. I'm looking at mine right now. I've got a dictionary search, an eBay search, a Wikipedia search,
right.
Current weather, Wired's top stories, Technorati search, ABC News. So you can really customize, and you can make your homepage exactly what you want it to be, and it's always updated with whatever's the latest on those various different little websites.
Ian made me one, and I go to it on a pretty regular basis.
So I guess my point in calling all this is sort of, I guess, the question that begs here is, why the heck would I call SDL about Google Homepage?
Yes, why?
Well,
because Google doesn't
because
listen.
Because this has become sort of a trend recently. They decided to completely change the design. They added another column, and they're making some design changes and things which technologically probably could end up being some improvements to the homepage. But what they're doing is, they've added an entirely new column on the left side of the page, and they're forcing this redesign. And I'm sort of...
Well, I mean, it is a free service, Johnson. You get what you pay for, right?
Right, exactly. Now, the way I feel about it, though, and it's the same way about Facebook. It's a free service. However, both Facebook and Google, while they offer a free service, make their money on advertising.
This is true.
Which means that their users and their community, right, are the people who are, in fact, paying them by using their service.
It's true. Even though you aren't paying via
companies.
Right, you're not paying via credit card, but just by being a customer of theirs, their services, their advertising the services they offer various different companies become more valuable. So even though you aren't paying, the advertisers are paying to be able to reach you, and so customers Google's free customers are still valuable to them.
Right, exactly. And so you would think that they would treat their users with at least some modicum of respect, and beyond that aspect of it where, you know, I find them forcing a design change like that, I find it to be a little bit sort of rude to their user base who is supporting them and creating, you know, making their service what it is and, you know, providing them with their source of revenue. Beyond that, I think that it's also inefficient from a technological and a design standpoint because if a company were to go with giving their users the option, in other words, rolling out a few different design changes or rolling out, a design change with an option to stay with the old one and then sort of doing demographics and watching which design people choose and
well, that's
how
usually how it works.
Service.
I mean, for our listeners that don't get on the internet very often, remember we always have to kind of bring things down to that level. Usually when you see something, when you're on a website and they're planning to launch a new site, usually, or a new redesign, usually what they'll do is they'll say, hey, you know, there'll be a little link right up at the top of the screen. It'll say, hey, come try our new beta website. And so you can go click that link and you can experience what it is they're planning on releasing, you know, maybe another month down the road or whatever their schedule is. And you can experience that and you can report back to them if you feel so inclined about what your experiences were like. Or like you say, Johnson, they can actually take a look at the numbers and see who's using what. And of course, the actual feedback is probably the most valuable thing. But what you're pointing out here is that Google just made this design change without any notice whatsoever. They didn't get any input.
And the comparison I want to make is also to Facebook, because Facebook has done the same thing to all of their users. They just changed the design. And so what has happened is people are starting to get angry because this is, again, it's an egregious use of force on these people.
I don't know.
Obviously,
Johnson.
I don't know about that.
You've thrown down the gauntlet here, and I don't know everything about the Internet, and I don't know everything about Google's advertisers, but I see CNN on here. I see John Stewart's quotes. I see YouTube. I see eBay in this column that you're referring to, and I'm wondering, perhaps, maybe these aren't the most used links. Maybe instead some of these people pay to be on there. And then I would ask you, would it be okay for Free Talk Live to, say, start a podcast that didn't have any advertising in it, and then slowly, or, you know, all at once, introduce a certain amount of advertising to that podcast? Would that be an egregious abuse of our listeners?
Would it be rude to those listeners?
Yes.
I think that's definitely debatable. And okay, here, you're talking about a gradual slow change. Now, wait. You're talking about a gradual slow change. That's not what Google did here.
I backtracked, Johnson. I said, or even all at once.
Okay. Now, if you say all at once, then yeah, absolutely, I'm going to say that would be rude to your listeners.
I'd say, yeah. I'd say that's a shock. I'd say
probably lose your listeners.
That would be
a good portion of them.
Right. That would be a shock to the system, no doubt about it. And I don't think that this is an egregious change.
This looks like maybe 10% of the page, possibly on up to 12 or something like that.
They took the top menu bar and moved it to the left.
When I say egregious change, I'm talking about as egregious as you can get when you're talking about a free service on the Internet. I mean, that's what it really comes down to. It is free. You know, it is open, and people are using it at their very will. But, I mean, if you want to have respect for your users who are using your service, which is free, you would think that you would want to cater to them, at least in some respect.
I'm with you, Johnson. I mean, I empathize with where you're coming from on this. I don't know if it's something for a national talk show, but nonetheless, you wanted to do something about it, didn't you?
Well, yeah. The question that some questions that I got, because I sort of just started this and didn't really, you know, I just sort of jumped into it because so many people were complaining about the design changes. So I got some questions from people who have been signing it. I'm up to almost 1,000 signatures after this one day since they've made the change. And I haven't really done much promoting of it. I just sort of put a link online and started the petition. And I think people have just sort of, almost 1,000 people have just sort of found it on their own.
So they have websites where people can go, Petition Online, I believe is what it is, where people can go and create their own petition. It can say whatever you want it to say. And then you can promote that link around the Internet. And people can go and they can sign your petition. They can usually can make it so that they can add comments and things like that. And that's what you've done?
Yeah, absolutely. It's petitiononline.com, iGoogle. Is the name of the petition.
Too difficult. I've made it easy. Since I'm with you on this, I went ahead and created a Free Talk Live subdomain. So if you want to go and sign Johnson's petition to try to persuade Google to make it an option, what they just changed on their homepage thing, go to act.freetalklive.com. That's A-C-T, act.freetalklive.com.
Now, here's the questions that I have for you guys. Okay. I think this is very relevant for a national talk show, which talks about freedom activism all the time, because I sort of just jumped into doing this petition, and then some questions that I got are very valid, and I'm like, well, I don't really know how to answer that. And the questions I got are, for example, what are you planning to do with the petition? Do you have someone within Google that accepts such petitions, and when will you do it? So, for example, I started this petition without sort of any idea of how many people did I want to have sign this petition before I go ahead and present it to Google?
I don't know. I mean, 1,000 people seems pretty significant in a day's time.
I'd like to go on record as not giving a crap.
Thanks, Johnson, and good luck, man. We appreciate it. You know, go out there and contact Google, and I'm sure somebody will be friendly with you and accept whatever it is you want to send them. We're on the way. Free Talk Live.
Are you in the game? Your business has a website, but you could be losing a fortune in lost sales. Don't believe me? Try this test. Search for your product or service on Google, MSN, or Yahoo. If your website isn't listed in the top 10, you're not even on the field. People are searching for your product every day. Making sure they find your website before they find your competitor requires the skill of professionals like SEOP. If you've talked to so-called internet experts and you're skeptical, find out how businesses from Fortune 100s to startups drive more internet sales and higher profits thanks to SEOP. SEOP will drive customers to your website at a cost you can afford and get your website ranked in the top 10 on search engines guaranteed. Or they'll keep working until you get there at no cost.
Call SEOP now to learn more. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible, right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com, or call us at 800-610-2770.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. They include the updates. You get signed up. We keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com. That, again, is updates.freetalklive.com. In fact, I can foresee sending an update sometime this weekend. I foresee a brand new radio affiliate that we'll be announcing, but I can't say much more than that.
You can announce the one I heard about today is in the future, right?
Yeah. Well, there's going to be one coming on this weekend if all goes as planned. So that'll be coming out via the updates list. If you're on the list, you'll know first at updates.freetalklive.com. Hey, do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Well, you need SACL CAI. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That is SACL CAI as we go to your phone calls about whatever you want across the pond to Ziggy in the UK. Hello, Ziggy.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I'd like to talk about ResistNetwork.com.
ResistNetwork?
Yes, ResistNetwork.com.
And what is that?
I heard an interview with the guy who runs it this afternoon. He wants to make a documentary about resistance around the world, and it's non-ideological. He's just looking for anybody who feels that they are resisting against whatever, generally the government, I think. And I thought, well, it might be a good opportunity for libertarians to get involved.
I'd say so. It sounds good.
Yeah.
Have you contacted him?
No, not personally. But I did think the Free State, Free State Project guys might want to.
I think that's a fine idea. ResistNetwork.com, you say?
Yeah.
I'm sure there's some folks out there that are typing it in as we speak. Anything else, Zig?
I emailed Ziggy's email to me, to you, so you were CC'd
yes,
on that.
I was pretending as though I didn't know, Mark.
I see.
Okay.
Paddling pools.
Yes, yes. This story from last night about the
as you put it, padding pool.
Yeah. Well, I didn't see the L. It was very small and hard to read. But
there's another story this week. This is even stupider. A school in Wales banned ketchup.
Didn't you have that story, Mark?
Ziggy gave it to me.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, why don't you pull that up? We'll bring that up here in a moment, but this is just, I mean, can it be any, can it get more absurd than this?
I've warned people about this. I said, you think that the health Nazis have finished with the smokers?
Okay.
They'll go far further.
Well, yeah, they're not going
to be happy. I mean, soon enough, I reckon they're going to have a war against mayonnaise. You know, mayonnaise is high cholesterol, high fat.
I'm surprised they didn't go after mayonnaise before ketchup.
Thank you, Zig, for the call. Appreciate the heads up on that. 800-259-9231. Yeah, I mean, you hear these stories. Last night it was about a paddling pool, a little baby pool, basically, a kiddie pool. A woman was being ordered by the town government people or the city government people to hire a lifeguard and purchase an insurance policy if she wanted to allow anybody to utilize the baby pool or the kiddie pool. I mean, you look at these stories and you think to yourself, this is nuts. How could it get worse than this? But I think it's possible. It's just hard to imagine what's going to come next. Maybe Ziggy's right. Maybe it will be mayonnaise. I mean, we know that they've gone after fast food here.
Don't think for a second that this is isolated to
the UK.
The UK.
No.
This, they speak English. Look, they have the same form of government that we do.
It's sort of.
Basically, same, I mean, you know,
it's a Western government,
you know, parliamentary government. They have a very similar form of government to what we do. All the ideas that come around here, come around, you know, go around there, come around here, and vice versa.
Well, and I mean, it's happening here. It's just they're not targeting ketchup here. They're targeting fast food restaurants or trans fat
in schools, sodas.
So out in Los Angeles,
selling candy. Remember, you're not allowed
right.
to sell. The kids aren't allowed to sell candy as little entrepreneurs,
right.
like we used to when we were.
Right, you can't bring a box of tear jerkers into the school in your backpack and sell them. But out in Los Angeles, you know, earlier this year they put a moratorium on new fast food restaurants. You remember that story, right?
Yeah.
New York City, they've banned trans fats from restaurants. I mean, it's crazy. And what's craziest about it is that people just go right along with it. People, they so buy into the government paradigm that whatever it is the government bureaucrats say, even if it's going to hurt my business, I'll go ahead and do it. Because I wouldn't want to shut down. I wouldn't want them to come and shut me down, which, you know, this is, people are living in fear of these men with guns calling themselves the police. And what's this ketchup story?
You know, it's got some of this the English sort of wording in it. It makes it a little difficult to exactly understand what's been said here. But ketchup ban at council schools. Tomato ketchup is the latest foodstuff to be banned from canteens at some schools as part of a move towards healthier eating. Bought-in bottles are off the menu at Gale of Glamorgan Primary Schools, and one parent called the move daft. The council said the policy is not to use mass-produced foods, but produce fresh foods on the premises. It follows news. Marmite, whatever it is that they're eating over there in Great Britain.
Isn't that stuff from Australia?
That's Vegemite.
Oh, okay.
Marmite has been banned from Celadron school breakfast clubs due to worries over salt content. Sharon Chapman, 47, whose 8-year-old son, Roy, attends Peterson Super Ely Primary School in the Vale of Glamorgan, said he can come home from school. He came home from school and says, "We can't have ketchup anymore." He can live without it, and the healthy meals at the school are fantastic, but this seems to one step too far, as they're only used to have it once a week on a burger anyway, and now he says the burger's really dry.
Coming soon, tofu only at a school near you.
That meat, boy, that's not good for those kids. Tomato ketchup contains lycopene, which is good for you, but they...
It'll turn you into a wolf!
They say it's got a high level of salt and sugar. While it's not something you complain about, it seems a bit daft. Vale of Glamorgan Council Leader Gordon Kemp said the policy is not to use mass-produced foods. We produce everything fresh on the premises. It's all part of the healthy eating program, spelled with an E.
I'm all in favor of eating healthier. That sounds nice and all.
Are you in favor of them taking your kids' ketchup away?
The problem here is that...
This is banned. We have a zero-tolerance ketchup policy.
Hey, no smuggling ketchup in here, kids. We're going to search you on the way to the cafeteria. We've had problems this week. What I think the problem here is that parents can't opt out. You know, they can't take their kids out of these government schools. They're forced into the schools. If it was a private school and a private school decided they wanted to go all healthy in the cafeteria and parents didn't like it, they could complain about it, and if no changes were made, they could pull their kids out. But here, they're forced to be there. I mean, if I want to send my kids to a school where they can eat a nice big fat greasy hamburger and some french fries every single day if they want to, I should be able to do that, presuming it's available in the marketplace. And if not, I should be able to open up the school and serve hamburgers and french fries to the kids if that's what I think will sell. But in this case, it's just bureaucrats making arbitrary decisions about what they think is right for all these kids to do. And what can the parents do about it? Not a darn thing. They have to keep paying no matter what.
I agree with you on that. I'm a little confused as to whether or not you're allowed to bring ketchup to school. It says ketchup bought in bottles can have high levels of salt and sugar. Does that mean that bought in? I guess that means bottled ketchup.
That's what it sounds like.
So
yeah.
Does that mean you can't bring? Can I not bring a few packets of ketchup in my backpack for the hamburger?
Not sounding like it. Marmite, by the way, is a name given to two similar food spreads: British version in the UK and South Africa, the other in New Zealand. It is made from yeast extract, and so it's very similar to Australians' Vegemite.
Yummy.
All right, more on the way. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
ProSpy.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, hidden safes, and much more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker. The RFID tags in ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. RFID blocker is available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com also carries a wide variety of night vision cameras and scopes to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to face any situation. Don't forget to order your personal security devices and shop for so much more. Go to ProSpy.com. ProSpy.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Phase 1 of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Continuing with your phone calls about whatever you want. But first, I want to tell you about the Paladin podcast. John Plaster talks about snipers, sniper history, and sniper training. And Mark Hatmaker tells all on grappling, martial arts, and his grueling workouts at paladinpodcast.com. Paladinpodcast.com is a service of Paladin Press. You can browse over 900 books, as well as DVDs on topics such as personal and financial freedom, Second Amendment issues, military history, self-defense, and more. Remember, paladinpodcast.com. And don't forget to visit our website at freetalklive.com, where we've got live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, webcam. It's all free, so enjoy at freetalklive.com as we go to Sam in Michigan. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, John Insane McCain, who is a Bar Esquire attorney, as they always are, referred to toxic mortgage debt.
Toxic
you
mortgage
failed
debt.
To elaborate, even superficially, on the meaning of that. So I'll do that for him or for it. The mortgage actually means dead hand, and that came from a report. I'll have to dig that out. I have the report title memorized. It's from the Georgetown Law School Review Journal. entitled The Shitar or Shitar, S-H-E-T-A-R, Shitar's Effect on English Law. A law of the Jews becomes the law of the land. This is Professor Shapiro. And it does a historic review of the present legal system, monetary system. And I have a report from a retired law school professor that goes into the specifics, and I'll review it quickly. The Federal Reserve policies and procedures and generally accepted accounting principles that are imposed upon all federally insured as FDIC banks, Title 12 of the United States Code, Section 1831NA, prohibits banks lending their own currency from their own assets and those of their client depositors.
So, right, and that's kind of backing up what has been said on this show before, where if you go and you're getting a loan from the bank, you're actually creating the credit with your signature.
Okay, let me explain why it's fraud and why it's extortion. The contract, the promissory note that you sign on the dotted line, and you need a magnifying glass of about 4 power to see the dotted line, which spells authorized signature.
Does it say that on a loan application, or is that...
On the promissory note. Not on the loan application, but on the promissory note that
I see.
You sign, which is converted into a negotiable instrument by the bank and becomes an asset in the bank's accounting records. So the signature, one's autograph, becomes an authorized signature by the magic of the Uniform Commercial Code, which authorizes the creation of non-legal tender currency, which the banks can engage in loaning. However, the contracting borrower creates those funds, the non-legal tender currency.
Well, now, why are you saying it's non-legal tender? I thought debt Federal Reserve notes were essentially legal tender.
They are. However, the bank doesn't give you Federal Reserve promissory notes. They give you a bank draft.
Well, yeah, but I could take... Well, okay, I see where you're coming from on that.
Okay, now let me finish.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from.
Okay, so that's UCC Sections 1201, Paragraph 24, and 3-1.
Yeah, I don't think anybody really is going to go
okay, fine.
Look that up.
All right, now the promissory note is recorded as an asset and sold by the bank for cash without any valuable consideration given to the promissory note that the contracting borrower creates.
Well, okay? There's valuable consideration. Most banks will let you trade that promissory note for Federal Reserve notes.
They sell the negotiable instrument asset to an investor, and the profit that they gain from that security they sell to an investor is never shared with the contracting borrower who actually creates it.
All right, so the borrower is creating the money from the thin air, authorizing the creation of this...
It's not thin air, it's a document, a legal document called a promissory note.
Right. I see where you're coming from, but it's not real money, so it's coming out of nowhere.
The reason extortion is because they then assess principal and interest against the contracting borrower. So the contracting borrower is the source of the funds, which the bank simply exchanges for another form of non-legal tender currency. And
it's it sounds so confusing when you hear about it, and even though I've heard it a few times now, it's still hard for me to wrap my head around.
Well,
there's
is.
A really great movie on Google Video that people can go and watch that you know, if you're seeing this with pictures and graphics, it makes it a little bit easier to comprehend. I believe the movie is called Money is Debt. Or debt is money, it's one or the other, and it kind of explains this whole idea. So what you're pointing out, let me see if I've understood you correctly. What you're pointing out is when you go into the bank and they put this promissory note in front of you and you sign it, that essentially authorizes the creation of this new debt money, new money into the system, and then, you know, they'll go and they'll give, you know, you'll get the house in return for that or the car or whatever it is that you were going to buy with it. And then you have to pay, according to their agreement, and what you're calling fraud, is that you're paying back not only the money that you already created with your signature, but you're also paying back interest on top of that. So essentially, am I following correctly?
Yeah, the bank, the bookkeeping entries of the bank, and they even have a publication, bank's publication, that states this, that the borrower's own loan agreement funds the loan to the borrower. And then the reason it's actually fraud and extortion, because banks being corporations, just like the municipal corporations from federal or local are such, they come under corporate trust law, and corporate trust law means full disclosure and good faith, meaning no deliberate nor inadvertent concealment of any of the applicable facts. Okay.
Well, they've definitely been concealing that one. I mean, that's certainly not made clear when you're looking at your loan paperwork. So
right.
I think I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, and then valuable consideration is never provided, okay, for the use of your property, which you create, the promissory note, that they violate that, and they don't have clean hands. So they violate all four legally binding principles of corporate trust law relative to contracts.
So, what are you suggesting here? Are you suggesting people could somehow get out of their mortgages as a result of this?
Yep. It's called discharge. They have a choice, the bank. The bank has a choice. Either discharge this fraudulent debt obligation, or I'm going to prosecute you for violating corporate trust law principles, racketeering, conspiracy to defraud and extort.
Now, has anybody actually been able to pull this off? It's an interesting concept, but it sounds like it's just going to get you into some deep S.
Well, I'm organizing a think tank in my neighborhood area where I used to be a precinct delegate, believe it or not, in the Republican Party until I discovered I was not a member, nor was I invited into the elite inner circle, so it didn't matter what I said. So there is a guy, Bob Plimpton, whose family dates back to 1627.
You're going to wrap this up in 30 seconds. Go.
Okay, Bob Plimpton, PLIMPTON.com. If you were born free, now you can live free. The greatest how-to book of the 21st century. It's all free at his website.
It's all very interesting. It sounds dangerous to me. I thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. I mean, I paid off my mortgage on my own, so I don't know if I like the idea of going
and
getting...
Not too many people do that.
I don't know if I like the idea of going and getting essentially this money from the bank, buying a house, and then all of a sudden doing some magical paperwork that allows you to keep the house. What about the guys that built the house? Do they still get paid? That's what's all very confusing to me. I mean, somebody's got to get paid for their effort.
It's all very confusing, but it does appear that the banks, you know, are creating your money, you know, creating the money they loan you.
That's all true. It's just whether or not you want to try to get out of those obligations. I don't know.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll-free 866-768-7811 or get more information at fuelsaverinc.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 1 KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves. It's 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you'd like to help support Free Talk Live, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. We had an interesting offer this week come in from Adam in New York City. He wanted to encourage more people to amp up throughout the week, and I have some numbers to report, which are pretty impressive, I must say. Adam had called on Monday night to say that anybody that signed up for the Free Talk Live AMP program during this week, anybody that was willing to pony up $3 a month via PayPal or any major credit card or some alternative options, pony up $3 a month to this AMP program, advertise, market, and promote to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations around the country and get new internet listeners on board with the program and more. And get access to perks like the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room forum, etc. You can get all those details at amp.freetalklive.com. Well, anyway, Adam said that he would up his AMP. Essentially, he would create a new AMP. He would cancel his AMP and create a new AMP for whatever the amount was, the total amount that came in brand new. So nobody that was an amplifier could re-AMP and be counted. Brand new amplifiers this week were counted, and whatever that total amount was, Adam is going to make that his new monthly AMP. I said, Adam, you better be careful, man. You're kind of crazy here. This could be a lot of money.
It could be, yeah.
And I must say, it's a pretty significant amount. So we've got the numbers in here. We had 13 regular $3 a month amplifiers sign up. And now, this isn't even a full week. It started Monday night. So Monday night was when he called in to announce this. So it was from Monday night to now, basically. So that's not even a full week. That's more like 3.5 days, maybe. So I ran all the numbers this week or this afternoon. It took me basically all afternoon because there was so many signups. We had 13 brand new $3 a month amplifiers. We had $5 a month silver amplifiers, no golds, but 3 $25 a month platinum amplifiers signed up. That's a total of $159. That's what Adam is going to have to. According to his agreement, he's going to have to sign up for a $159 a month AMP, which makes him our second most. That will make him our second most expensive AMP, I believe. I don't have the list of amplifiers in front of me at the moment, but pretty significant. That's a total of 25 new amplifiers in 4.5 days or four days time.
Heck of a lot more than a regular week.
I would say so. Yeah, I'd say maybe we get five
in a regular week, or maybe sometimes 10. It varies between 5, 10, 15, so far more than double what our normal take is, all because
Adam's going to be paying an amp more than I pay in my power bill, I can tell you that.
It's pretty significant, and I really appreciate him stepping up. Also, we had a gentleman who also offered to up his amp by the total number of amplifiers that came on board this week. So he'll be upping his amp from $10 a month to $35 a month as a result of this because of the 25 new amps. So very cool. Thank you to those generous individuals who, without them, some of these guys would not have been motivated to join up. They said it was Adam in New York that really convinced them to finally get around to doing it. I mean, many of them had considered doing it, but they just hadn't gotten to it.
Oh, I know that's what it is.
Yeah, it gave them that extra motivation, the extra inspiration that they were looking for. And so it's still not – well, I mean, it's too late for you to take advantage of Adam's offer, but still not too late for you to amp. You can always do that over at amp.freetalklive.com. So I wanted to get that information out because some people were very curious about what the results were. 800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls. Tom is on the line in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, you ever notice that the price of gasoline is dropping like crazy just before the election?
Yeah,
funny. Isn't that funny?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, in 2006, the same thing happened, and it
really
bottomed out just 2 weeks before the election. And it almost worked. They almost kept Republican control of the U.S. Senate. They narrowly lost in both Montana and Virginia, and had they won in either state, then they would have kept Republican control. The oil companies are very interested in keeping this war for oil in Iraq going. And so that's why they're dropping the price. Down in the Dominican Republic, gasoline was a lot more expensive and was also more expensive than diesel in the Dominican Republic. But here, of course, diesel is considerably more expensive than gasoline because it's the price of gasoline that dictates who people are going to be voting for.
You think?
Now,
I think the economy in general, I think they're a lot worse off than they might have. It's a lot worse than gasoline for the Republicans this year.
You really believe that people are driving down the road, pulling into the gas station and saying to themselves, well, those Republicans are not too bad after all. Look at that. It's $2.99 today. I don't think
so. Well, you're talking about morons who are going to be influenced by campaign signs that they see when they're driving down the roads, and they figure that must be the name that they're supposed to vote for.
Do people really get influenced by campaign signs? Julia and I have been discussing this.
I happen to know that they have because, well, I got elected largely because when I got elected in 2000, it's because I had my campaign signs up in some very visible locations, and then I spent Election Day smiling and waving to a bunch of morons who will vote for anybody who smiles and waves to them. But anyway, what I want to point out...
Wait a minute, Tom. I can't let you get away with it. How can you determine that the reason you won was because you had some strategically placed signs and you stood outside of the voting booths?
Because they found out afterwards that I support liberty and think logically, and I read about all these people who are furious. But one thing I want to point out also about the Republican Party convention that I went to is that, you know, if more people had gone ahead here in New Hampshire and gotten more Ron Paul supporters, see, what they could have done was blocked the election, the nomination of four Republican handpicked nominees for to the Electoral College. And instead of having four McCain supporters be the ones that will be the electors if McCain wins in New Hampshire, we could have had four Ron Paul supporters be the electors if McCain wins in New Hampshire.
Now,
and then
how could
they
have done
write,
that? You're saying that's something the local activists could have done?
If they have gotten involved in the local Republican Party.
The Republican Convention actually votes whether to nominate those four people.
Wait, is this the national? I'm sorry, I missed a point. Is this the national convention or a New Hampshire convention?
The New Hampshire Republican State Convention that I went to.
Well, what's going on with all those free staters? I thought a whole bunch of those free staters are Republicans. Why aren't they out there doing that stuff, Tom? Why aren't they listening to you?
Well, they should have organized a little better and blocked the nomination of the four McCain supporters to be the Electoral College nominees for the Republicans.
Time.
And, yeah, well, that's just it. We've got to learn from that and also be ready to do that next time. One bold thing that did happen was that some delegates blocked the adoption of a Republican big-shot authored new Republican Party platform that was put together by the Republican Party brass, and they said, no, we're not going to adopt that platform because it doesn't have as much about liberty in it. We're going to keep the old Republican Party platform.
Tom, I'm glad you're keeping an eye on things. I'm sure a lot of our listeners out there that are sort of in the political realm appreciate hearing from you, and I thank you for the call, 800-259-9231. I'm surprised, Mark. I was under the impression that a lot of these free staters are kind of former conservative dudes coming in here, getting involved in the Republican Party. Like, why aren't they going to the convention?
I think some of them are, and I just, you know, there's just not enough of them. It's not organized.
I guess not. All right, there you go. Well, Tom says you need to get involved. So for those of you that are interested in that, go to it. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to John, listening in Austin, Texas. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, I just got a question. I'm trying to figure out what's going on with the gold and commodities market, because I don't understand why gold is just sitting at 900, and I'm looking at everything else, and then I go to a website in Argentina, they can't even get gold, and they're having riots and everything in that country, and I'm just sort of don't understand how to
manipulate
that.
Well, I don't know. I'm no expert on the spot price.
I'm a little confused.
Didn't Ted tell us, Ted from Midas Resources, tell us a little while back, Mark, when we had an interview after the podcast, or during at the end of the podcast? Anyway, didn't Ted tell us that gold was getting really hard to get?
It's getting more scarce, and I don't understand, currently, the coins themselves their price is becoming more it's becoming farther and farther disparate from the spot price, and I don't know, I can't.
Silver's down below $10 now, right?
The spot price is somewhere in that vicinity.
Right. So I don't know. I'm no financial expert. It's a good question, and if somebody out there is kind of on top of the ball on this, I'd love to have them call to answer it for you. Any other thoughts?
No, thanks,
thank you guys,
John, very much.
Appreciate it. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. Maybe you've got an answer for John. I mean, I don't have I don't have the financial acumen. I've never really done that sort of digging. I mean, I know that historically gold has sort of kept up with inflation. It is held to help people hold their value. Is it possible that it just doesn't follow right along with it, that maybe down the line a couple months it'll rise up? Maybe it trails things. Maybe it trails the economy a little bit. I don't know. Is there some sort of manipulation going on? That's a possibility too. I know Wayne has told us about this plunge protection team. Maybe they're out there doing stuff behind the scenes to prop or keep the price of gold down. I don't know. Hour two's coming up.
This November, support the real libertarian. Support George Phillies for president. George wants Uncle Sam out of your wallet, bedroom, and gun locker. This November, send Henry Paulson and those congressional bailout crooks a message. Vote libertarian. In New Hampshire, vote Phillies for president. Donate at choosegeorge.org. That's choosegeorge.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you could